Good morning. I'd like you all to imagine out in the ocean, a peaceful sea, and a sailing ship, a large seaworthy sailing ship, slowly going and moving its way. Now, along with the ship out in the ocean, there's thousands of little boats and dinghies and some bigger boats, but nothing as seaworthy as this large ship. Now, this large ship and all of those other little boats, and some people are just swimming in the ocean as well. And when the sea is calm, everything is fine. All of these little boats, all of these little ships are fine. Those people that are on their own or maybe in little groups swimming around. But what do you think will happen when the storm comes? When the big storm comes? I don't know if any of you have ever been out to sea in a really bad storm. But it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. The only time that I were was a couple of times in typhoons, but I was on an aircraft carrier, probably the most seaworthy of all of the boats. But there were waves that were big enough that would break over the bow. So you know that the small ships, even the destroyers that we had next to us, were like corks. They would go completely underwater. And if they weren't completely sealed, they would have sunk. So now imagine this sailing ship, not as sturdy as the aircraft carrier may be, but as seaworthy. Now the storm is coming. Now where do you think all of those people that are swimming are going to go? They're going to go to any little boat that they can find. Where do you think the boats are going to go? It says, well, they're going to go to bigger boats. And finally, many will come to the ship. My friends, the ship is the church. Jesus established his church 2,000 years ago. And it is the seaworthy ship on the seas of time, and it is held together so that it will withstand anything. Now, many people and many faiths have started their own little ships, and these little ships are out there in the ocean as well, and many people are lost in the ocean. Well, our instructions on this ship is to help anyone that is willing to come aboard the ship, because this is the ship, the ark of salvation. This is the ship that will get us through the final storm, the great storm of the apocalypse. Now we see in today's society is the seas are not as calm as they have been in the past. Now we see the persecution of the Christians. We see the waves starting to rise. We see the clouds on the horizon. And we know that the storm is coming. We can see the storm coming. And many, many will be lost in this storm. Those who are on the ark of salvation, those who are on the ship that God has given us to be saved, will be saved. It's going to be a rough ride, but it will be a safe conclusion. Our Lord has promised us this, and we believe this. This is our faith. But we have to be also conscious of the others, those people who are drowning even in the calm seas. We have to offer them a hand. We don't force them to take our hand. We don't force anyone, but we always offer our hand, even to those in the small boats and the bigger boats. All of those, always we must be offering a hand to. When I speak of the smaller boats, I'm talking about the smaller Christian communities. The smaller communities that are built around maybe the personality of an individual. The smaller communities that are built around one thing or the other. The ones that we know that last 10 years, maybe 20 years, and then they fold up. And then the people go to another small boat. Now there are some larger boats, but they aren't seaworthy. They last as long as the personality of whoever is running the boat lasts. We have a good example of that in the Crystal Cathedral in California. This was a humongous church, probably the biggest in the country. Everybody knew about the Crystal Cathedral. And where is the Crystal Cathedral now? The Crystal Cathedral is at the bottom of the ocean. Okay, why and what makes the difference? Because those are built on personalities. We know that there are charismatic ministers and priests and everyone who gather the people together. But what happens when that priest dies or is arrested or something else happens? Okay? The boat sinks. But our boat is not based on a human being. It's not based on an individual. Our boat and our ship is being held up by God Himself. This is His ship. This is His vessel. This is His ark. He has invited us to salvation. And even though the storms are coming, storms that are going to be far greater than the storms of the past, this ship will withhold. It's withheld and held together for 2,000 years, where all of those other small ships have fallen off, have sunk. This ship has maintained its course for 2,000 years, and it will continue to maintain its course. But we have a responsibility. This is not a cruise liner where we sit and put our feet up and say, serve me, bring me a drink, what time's dinner? This is a working ship. This is a ship where all hands on deck are workers. Not all hands do the same job, but all hands are here to work. And all hands are here to support the mission and the direction that we are going into. And all hands are here to help to save those others and to help them to come to salvation as well. Our ship is very large. It can handle many, 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 many more people than what is on it now. Many more workers, many more to help save others. But we have to be working. We don't just come to church. We don't just come in this ship to be served. We come to serve. We don't come to receive. We come to give. Our Lord came and He gave. He didn't receive anything. that any of us would really want. He did receive the scourging and the spittings and the humiliation and the crucifixion. But he came to give. And that's what he did. He gave. And we also are here to give. When we come to church, we come to give. How about communion? Somebody asked me, well, don't we receive communion? He says, no. We say we're receiving communion, but technically we're giving ourselves to God. And He is receiving us in communion. And what we take is a blessing. And the more that we give of ourselves, the greater the blessing is to us. And the same goes with the church community. The same goes with the ship. The reason it is strong is because we serve. And because we are here for a purpose other than to be served. The church has never been here as some kind of a country club with benefits and maybe business connections and maybe other, you know, benefits of being able to do weddings and baptisms, etc. Unfortunately, for those who think that it is, it's not. When we receive salvation, we receive salvation freely. There's no strings attached. I'm not saying that you have to work for your salvation. I'm saying that once you are saved, you are in a working ship, in a working environment. Salvation is work. Not working towards your salvation, but working towards the salvation of others, to bring others to salvation. So on this long journey, my friends, we have Jesus Christ at the rudder. We have the Holy Spirit filling the sails. We have a direction which is paradise. And we have a job to help and bring others to salvation. I know that all of us have friends and we have neighbors, maybe relatives, who you might identify closer to those swimming or even not swimming so well in the ocean. Some people are drowning. We have others that may be in these small boats. But we should always offer them salvation. Offer them the ark of salvation. Christ gives us salvation. But the ark of salvation is open to everyone. We have to offer this to all people, all nations. This is what the ship was built to do. Our Lord said, go out into the world and preach the gospel. Preach the good news, and whoever wants to come, baptize them, bring them on board. That's what the purpose of the ship is. It's not a cruise liner. It's not a booze cruise. It's not the other things that many of us think it is. It's a working ship. And you and I are the workers. We have many ministries here at St. Nectarios. And I invite you all, every single person, including the young people, to get involved in these ministries, because that's who we are. We are workers. We are not on some type of a system that gives us, and that we don't have to work for. There is no government to pay our way. There is no other people that are going to pay their taxes so that we can survive. It says we survive because we are supporting ourselves. We survive because our Lord is supporting us. And we survive because we are workers and not takers, givers of the good news and givers of our Lord's mercy.